Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Good morning. It's time for Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. This program will improve the quality of your life through a system called resonance repatterning. And now, here's your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth.
Welcome to Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy. This week, we'll be talking about connection and how all our communications are an attempt to create connection. Illness, mental and emotional upset, depression, anger, jealousy, and so on are associated in a major way when we lack this loving connection to others, either from our past or in the present. We want connection so much, and yet the way we communicate with others often creates disconnection. We argue, we fight, we get reactive over insignificant things. We put each other down, we don't feel heard or understood, we blame and criticize each other, and eventually we lose our confidence that we can connect at all. Today, after talking about what creates connection and disconnection, I'll be doing a communicating for connection repatterning on the person who phones in for the live session during our first commercial break. And of course, we can all proxy in and benefit from this session, whether we're listening live or to an archive. Before going into this week's theme, I'd like to introduce those of you who are new to Living in Tune to Resonance Repatterning. I'm the founder and developer of the Resonance Repatterning System, and every week on Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy, I talk about different aspects of the body, mind, and spirit in relation to this system of self-healing and positive change. Resonance repatterning is about frequencies. As we know from new physics, we're a field of pulsing frequencies of energy. When our frequencies are out of sync, we find ourselves resonating with what is negative: tiredness, exhaustion, pain, failure, low self-esteem, illness, worry, you name it. When our frequencies are in sync, we find ourselves resonating with what is positive: energy, joy, honesty, living our truth, compassion, health, and so on. Healing and all positive change is always about bringing our frequencies back into sync with each other. Resonance repatterning is a system that allows us to do this easily and very effectively. You don't have to wait to see changes in yourself, your life, or your relationships. When frequencies are in sync, you automatically move into positive change somewhere in your life. It's a fundamental law. Resonance repatterning is a wonderful system you can learn and then do on yourself or others, or you can receive sessions from certified resonance repatterning practitioners. My book, Quantum Change Made Easy, explains the 9 keys of resonance repatterning, and it gives you activities at the end of each chapter that help you to begin to apply this system on yourself. Then, if you want to experience its power and depth, having a session or taking a resonance repatterning seminar is your next step. If you have ideas and responses you want to share, please go to our blogspot at resonancerepatterning.blogspot.com, and you're welcome to email me at resonancerepatterning@gmail.com, and of course we've always got our website, resonancerepatterning.net. So now let's look at our theme for this week, communicating for connection. And I'd like to start with a true story about connection. A gifted cancer surgeon who was depressed came to Dr. Rachel Riemann for counseling. He was disillusioned, dealing with the same complaints day after day, seeing the same diseases over and again, and cynical too, hardly caring anymore. He had reached the point where on many days he didn't even want to get out of bed in the morning. Dr. Rachel Riemann suggested something that she had found helpful for people who are going through this kind of dark night: that he reviewed the events of his day and asked himself 3 questions and journal his answers. The questions were: 1, what surprised me today? 2, what moved me or touched me today? 3, what inspired me today? The cancer surgeon laughed, but agreed to try her suggestion. At least, he said, it was cheaper than Prozac. In the first few days, the results of the questioning were non-existent. In response to all 3 questions, his answer was inevitable: nothing, nothing, and nothing. Rachel then suggested that he start looking at people with new eyes, looking for the stories. 6 weeks later, the cancer surgeon came in with a little bound book. Slowly, he said, he had begun to find answers to the 3 questions, bit by bit, seeing a little more deeply, beyond the surprise that a tumor had grown or shrunk, or being inspired that a new drug was working. He began to see people who had found their way through great pain and darkness by following a thread of love, people who had found ways to triumph over pain, suffering, and even death. Gradually, instead of answering the three questions at the end of his day by looking backwards, he started to see things as they happened. This was when he noticed that his attitude changed and people were picking up on it, and their attitude towards him was changing too. He found himself talking to people about more than their cancer. Then he started sharing the strengths he saw in them. Rachel Riemann writes in her book, "The first patient he spoke to in this way was a 38-year-old woman with ovarian cancer who had undergone major abdominal surgery, followed by a very debilitating chemotherapy. In the midst of a routine follow-up visit one morning, the doctor suddenly saw her for the first time, a 4-year-old on her lap and her 6-year-old leaning against her chair. Both little girls were shiny clean, well-fed, happy, and obviously well-loved. Aware of the profound suffering caused by her sort of chemotherapy, he was deeply moved by the depth of her commitment to mother her children, and for the first time he connected to the strength of her will to live. After they spoke of her symptoms, he commented, 'You're such a great mother to your kids. Even after all you've been through, there is something very strong in you. I think that power could maybe heal you one day.' She smiled at him, and he realized with a shock that he'd never seen her smile before. 'Thank you,' she said to him warmly. 'That means a lot to me.' Now he began to ask others, 'Where do you find your strength, and what sustains you?' For the first time, he began to know people, not just cancer. And as he changed, his patients did too. People thanked him for their surgery. Some gave him gifts. After a silence, the surgeon brought out a stethoscope engraved with his name that a patient had given him. He was clearly moved by this gift. Rachel smiled and, referring to the stethoscope, asked him, 'And what do you do with that?' Suddenly the doctor laughed. 'I listen to hearts. I listen to hearts.'" So this story teaches us what all communications are really about, an opportunity to listen to someone's heart. What we want in every communication is the pleasure, the closeness, the feeling that we're understood, accepted, seen for who we truly are, and that we're loved. This ideal happens automatically when the pulsing energy frequencies of both people are in sync, or what we call entrained. When frequencies are entrained or pulsing in rhythm together, like two pendulum clocks swinging in unison, they amplify what is positive, bringing more joy and love to the relationship, whether it's two people, a family, or a group. Entrainment of frequencies is the key ingredient. When we don't have this kind of connection, that's when we get depressed, angry, afraid, and feel alone. Like that doctor, his frequencies were not entrained with his patient's frequencies. When entrainment is missing because our frequencies are out of sync with others' frequencies, there is a loss of energy. There is less energy, less pleasure, less harmony. And when frequencies oppose each other, when they're totally out of sync, there is no positive energy, only anger, quarrels, loss of love, and disconnection. Fortunately, there are practical things we can do to bring our frequencies into sync with others' frequencies, to listen to the heart. And there are also things we do that we may not even be aware of that undercut the listening to the heart. So, we're going to look at 8 facets of connection that make listening to the heart possible. And the first facet of connection is acknowledging another's presence. You know, in Fiji, whenever you pass anyone in the street, even if you pass them again a few minutes later, you must always acknowledge this moment of meeting by making eye contact, smiling, and saying "Bula." In India, people put the palms of their hands together at their heart and say "Namaste." I greet the divine within you. In the West, we say "Hello. How are you?" Acknowledgement is about seeing what is good and admirable in each person you meet. These simple words and gestures, eye contact, smiling with pleasure, are the beginning of entrainment of our frequencies with another. When our frequencies are out of sync, or are in sync, or entrained with someone else's frequencies, both energy fields are amplified and we feel good about ourselves and those we meet. Now, when our frequencies are out of sync, we won't acknowledge another's presence and the moment of meeting. When we don't make eye contact, we don't smile, we don't greet each other, there is no connection. This is when we feel invisible and lonely because our energy fields aren't being amplified. Sometimes family members come home from work or school and don't take the time to say bula and smile and connect. Then husbands and wives, parents and children too, can feel invisible and lonely. So the first facet of listening to the heart is to acknowledge each meeting. Acknowledge another's presence from your heart. I greet the divine within you. The second facet of connection is questions. Each facet of communication for connection opens up more possibilities for listening to the heart of another and for others to listen to our heart. Basically, questions are about gathering information. Open questions require more than a yes-no answer. Open questions tell another person that you're interested in getting to know them. For this reason, open questions can take a relationship to a deeper level of sharing and opening up your heart, as we heard in the cancer surgeon's story. So through questions, we begin to discover our similarities and differences. Similarities create an instant liking, an attraction, a bond that can lead to friendship and even committed love. Because when we're similar, we have a natural harmony with another person. With our questions, we're looking for the similarities that connect us and bring us a sense of unity so we feel energized and good about ourselves and another person. And a similarity can be quite simple. You know, you like the same food. You like going to the same kind of movies. You like the same countries. You have the same interests. All of them lead to feeling good about ourselves and another person. Now, differences, for instance, if I once met somebody who said, oh, I hate, recognize my English accent, oh, I hate England and I don't like the English. So that's a difference. It's a disharmony. It's a disconnection. And we don't feel good about each other when we have that. And we're going to have to find lots of points of similarity to overcome this one basic difference. Although, of course, some differences can be exciting as long as we use them to create connection rather than disconnection. Of course, when we're out of sync with our frequencies, we're unable to use questions to deepen our relationship. We may find ourselves using closed questions that only require yes-no answers. Married couples who've been with each other for many, many years tend to move into closed yes-no questions. Have you done this? How are you feeling? Whatever. So we need to keep those questions open that keep us sharing with each other. The third facet of connection is listening with empathy and reflection. Empathetic listening with reflection involves listening with understanding and every now and then summarizing important feelings and thoughts in a short sentence. Just that, nothing more. For instance, at a moment of pause, you may give a one-sentence summary. You feel scared to tell your boss that you disagree with him. This kind of listening presence gives you the space to talk. It helps you to get clear on your own thinking and a possible course of action you want to take. The other person doesn't need to fix anything, explain anything, or interpret anything. They don't interrupt you. They just let you talk, except for these periodic summaries of a thought or a feeling that encourages a deepening of your thinking. When we come back, I'll quickly summarize the other facets of connection. And then we'll be moving into a communicating for connection repathing.
So hard. It's not about getting to one point. It's about your journey long way. It's how you...
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Hello?
Hi, Bill? This is George Dewey from up the street.
Oh, hey, George. How you doing?
Good, good. Say, I noticed you've been walking to work these days instead of driving, and I don't quite know how to say this, but...
But what?
But your butt. Your butt. I think I found your butt on my front lawn. Have you recently lost it?
As a matter of fact, I have, George. It's about time someone noticed.
Well, it was kind of hard to miss, if you know what I mean. Anyways, would you like it back?
Would I like it back? No, not really.
So it's okay if I throw it out?
Sure, that's fine. Take it easy, George. Small step number 8. Walk instead of driving whenever you can. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to resonancerepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to resonancerepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Hello, and here we are again. And I think we've got our caller, have we? Sally, are you there?
I am.
Hello, Sally.
Hello.
That's great that we have you on the air here. And if you don't mind waiting a little bit, Sally, I'm just going to finish with the other 5 facets here, and then we'll get going with your session.
Great.
Okay. And thank you for all the other people who've called in. I'm so sorry we can't give you the session today, but please proxy in to Sally's session. Plus all of the others of you who are there, you're most welcome to proxy in to this wonderful Communicating for Connection Repatterning. I'm just going to quickly summarize the other facets of connection, and those of you who are interested, I've written a lot about each of these facets, what they look like when we're in sync and what they look like when we're out of sync, but I'm just going to summarize them here so that we'll kind of understand them as they come up in Sally's session. So the fourth facet, so we've had our first 3 facets then, which are, and what have we got here? The first facet that we came up with was, I've forgotten them all already. It is, of course, acknowledging somebody else's presence is the first one. Connection through questions is the second. And then listening with empathy and reflection is the third. The fourth one is that we add meaning to the conversation. And adding meaning happens when we're able to bring a deeper understanding to another person. And we see a connection in what they're saying, and we're able to share that at the right moment in time, which moves the person forward and the whole conversation forward in an upward creative spiral. And I talk about in the transcript, which you can download, I talk about what happens when our frequencies are out of sync, that instead of adding meaning, we go into diagnosing, analyzing, interpreting, and making generalizations. The fifth facet of connection is giving advice or feedback. Advice or feedback is given to shape another person's behavior to generate positive change in their thinking or habits. And you know, giving advice is a mainstay of most relationships because people want advice and most of us love giving it. And when a family member takes our advice and adjusts their behavior, this again creates similarity, which as we know encourages closeness, reduces conflict, and sustains love. And there are actually 5 different ways of giving good advice. And, of course, when we're out of sync, that's when we start offering our advice and solutions when they're not wanted or at inappropriate times. The sixth facet of connection is reciprocal sharing. When 2 people share themselves, share their feelings, share their experiences, it leads to closeness and a deepening bond. And if only one person shares, it does not lead to this closeness. So mutual closeness always involves two people sharing themselves. And this may start with talking about the weather, and then it can lead to sharing something about your day, sharing your ideas, your feelings. And then, of course, when there's trust and commitment in relationship, you share your life experiences, your pain, your joys, your moments of magic, and, of course, your mistakes and regrets. In the download, I talk much more in detail about the danger of sharing when you disclose risky things prematurely. And we don't really have time to go into that now, but those of you who really want to understand more about this, you get your download for that. All right, the seventh facet of connection, which is very important and is often ignored, is silence. Silence in every conversation occurs in the mid-sentence pause or in the spaces between taking turns in talking as well as during a conversation. You know, and it regulates the rhythm of listening and talking and allows a person to go deeper into their feelings, thoughts, and sharing. And we'll talk about the non-coherent side of that when we're out of sync. Again, is in the download. The eighth facet, and the final one, is making amends for mistakes. That when our frequencies are in sync with each other, we recognize when we've made a mistake, and we want to apologize and ask for forgiveness. We want to come back into sync with another. And, of course, when we're out of sync, we can't say sorry, may not even admit that we've made a mistake, we blame others for our mistakes, we justify our actions so as to prove that in our eyes we're right and the other person is wrong. And if we do say sorry, we can even turn it around so that it sounds like, you know, it's still the other person's fault. You know, I'm sorry you feel hurt, rather than I'm sorry I hurt you with my criticism. So when we're in sync, our apologies are very clear and very direct and absolutely authentic. So we've now got the eight facets of communicating for connection. And at this point now, we're going to go with Sally into the repatterning for this. And for those who are new, I'm going to be muscle checking Sally. And Sally, do you give me permission to muscle check for you?
Yes.
Good. And muscle checking is a strength and the relaxation of a muscle, my finger muscles, which allows me then to find out exactly what Sally needs and what she doesn't need. All right. So, Sally, have you had a session before?
I went to a group class several years ago that a local practitioner offered.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. So you've at least seen it. And so this I don't need to give you some detailed explanations of what I'm doing then. But if you have any questions, feel welcome to ask. And where do you come from, Sally? What state?
In Florida.
In Florida. Wonderful. Well, you've got lots of wonderful practitioners down in Florida, so this may inspire you to have some sessions or to study it, too. All right. So, Sally, you've heard the introduction, so I don't need to give you anything more from that. And who do you have a problem communicating with and feeling connected to?
I'd probably say myself.
Aha. And so usually, yes, that's the first place that we have trouble communicating with ourselves, but usually then that will get projected out in terms of having a problem communicating with somebody else. It could be people in general. It could be a particular person.
It's not a particular person. I'm in a career change right now. That's my goal, and my passion is to get into my passion and to communicate in a cover letter, in a job interview, and I don't feel that I have been able to cross the fear I have about presenting myself well to a potential lawyer. So this has been an ongoing monthly, it's been a long time. It's been a year.
Yes. Okay, good. Good. So let me just, I'm going to muscle check and see if we've got the problem here. So the person who you have problems communicating with and feeling connected to is a potential employer. Yes, I'm getting an on response for that. And your problem with that is feeling that you can't, you're not projecting, you're not communicating yourself. What is the problem with communicating with a potential employer?
It's actually a process that I'm unfamiliar with since I've been self-employed my whole life.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm not sure why I'm not making this bridge. Why I've tried it different ways and
Yes. So let me just check on something here. And you'll notice we're using the facets of connecting, the pauses, the silence, and so on, just to help you go deeper in your thinking. And so let me see if I've heard you here. And again, I'm using one of the facets, which is reflecting. So is it that you feel like you're not communicating yourself in the cover letter, in the job interview with a potential employer? How does that sound?
That's a thought that I have. And when you're in this position, the only feedback you get is whether they don't tell you that, it's just how they react. Right? Like in many cases, there's no response at all to the cover letter that I've spent hours on.
Yes. All right, so let me, I'm just going to muscle check here then, and this is the problem that Sally has with communicating. She's not communicating herself in some way to her potential employer. I'm getting it on for that, okay? So just general, it's a general muscle check. I'm checking your whole energy field, body, emotions, mind, and say, I'm not communicating myself. You say that?
Not communicating myself.
In my cover letters. In my cover letters.
My color letters.
And in job interviews.
And job interviews.
To a potential employer.
A potential employer.
And you are on for that. So your frequencies are out of sync, which means that you resonate with not communicating yourself. You're
correct.
Not making the connection in some way. If that connection was made, it was like, oh, this is the person, you know? Even if you don't have all the skills they want, it's somehow they would be connecting with you. Good. All right. And we need to check if you need anybody else, a specific person, partner, mother, father, etc. No. And how do you feel in response to this difficulty in communicating and connecting with a potential employer? What's the feeling that comes up for you?
You mean when I achieve what I
want? No, no. How you feel with this, that you just can't communicate yourself in a cover letter and job interviews to the potential employer? What's the feeling that comes up for you?
Frustrated, exasperated, sad, and just not knowing how to proceed and not wanting to proceed because I don't know how to change what I've done in the past.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So here we see what happens when our frequencies are out of sync with another person. This is what happens, frustration, exasperation, and feeling bad. Okay, general muscle check. Say, I feel frustrated, exasperated, and bad. You just say that?
I feel frustrated, exasperated, and bad.
And you are on. You're resonating with that. Is that going to get you a job? I don't think so. All right, Sally, after this break, we're going to come back.
Thank you. Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Learn to trust your way. Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
What can you tell me about SkillsUSA?
SkillsUSA teaches you employability skills. So you know how to deal with people, you have teamwork, your resume is going to look awesome.
Well, it's important to know your technical skills, but not only that, to have soft skills, the skills of learning how to communicate with people.
SkillsUSA champion.
skillsusa.org.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the Resonance Repatterning System for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Hello, and here we are again. We're giving Sally a repatterning, a communicating for connection repatterning, and I'm muscle checking so I can access her energy field and find out exactly what's going on and what she needs. And Sally, are you there? Sally?
Yes,
good.
I'm here.
Wonderful. Okay. So what we've discovered here then is that you are resonating with not communicating yourself and your cover letters and job interviews to a potential employer. You're resonating with that, and you're also resonating with feeling frustrated, exasperated, and bad. And holding this in the field, of course, you can see now why it's going to get in the way. You can actually feel these out-of-sync frequencies that are being projected in your cover letters and your job interviews, and it's going to make it difficult for you to entrain your frequencies with a potential employer so they are enthusiastic about employing you. Yes? So now, Sally, what do you want instead of this disconnection? What do you want instead?
Connection.
You want connection.
Yes.
Yes. And what will... Yes, so what's going to support you in feeling connected? What's going to allow you to project yourself, to communicate yourself? What part of yourself do you want to communicate? Because you're not communicating yourself right now. So there's some, who are you that you want to communicate that would enthuse a potential employer? What are your, what quality in you do you want your employer to pick up?
That I'm coming from the heart center. I'm competent. I'm capable. I am a team player, and I would be an asset to the objectives or goals of the company.
Good. From my heart, and and I'm an asset to the goals of the company. Okay, that you're competent, capable, a team player, you come from your heart, and you're an asset to the goals of the company?
Right.
That covers it?
Yes.
Good. All right, let me muscle check to see if it does cover it. And this covers what Sally needs instead of her problem. Yes, I'm checking yes. And you need to add anything more to that? No, you've got it. All right. So general muscle check, we're again checking your whole body, mind, emotions field. Say, I am competent.
Am competent.
Capable.
Capable.
I'm a team player.
Am a team player.
I come from my heart.
Heart.
And I'm an asset to the goals of the company.
asset to the goals of the company.
So an employer would be excited to have me on board.
An employer would be excited to have me on board.
And I've got an off response for that. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. So you're not resonating with that. An employer might be excited, but because you're not resonating with that, it's like they just choose somebody else. Yeah? All right. So now we're going to identify the 8 facets of connection, where, of course, at this point, you're not going to be resonating with them because that's why you're having this session. And the first facet is acknowledgement, acknowledging another's presence, acknowledging the meeting. And this is going to be all of this in terms of your potential employer. And we need to acknowledging your employer's, potential employer's presence is needed, yes. And you need to have number one. Okay, you need number one out of this list here. And it's a general muscle check again. And say, I make eye contact with my potential employer.
I make eye contact with my potential employer.
Smile. And greet him or her.
Greet her.
And you're off for that. So again, that first moment you meet someone is where in the first minute, everything is picked up without words or anything. The eye contact, the energy of your whole field, that's when you make the connection. We don't realize how we often think this small talk or this moment of meeting, we often pass it by as being not so important as getting into deep conversations. But in actual fact, that's where we pick up on everything that we need and whether we're interested in, you know, knowing this person more deeply. So at the moment, you're not resonating with that initial moment of meeting. All right. So now we need to go into the inability to acknowledge your employer's presence is involved here. Yes. And you need number one, number two, number three. Oh, you need number four. All right. General muscle check. Say, I feel invisible and lonely.
I feel invisible and lonely.
Because my potential employer,
as my potential employer,
doesn't acknowledge,
because my potential employer doesn't acknowledge
that I exist.
Yes.
And you are resonating with that, Sally.
Yes.
Can you relate to that one?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like you just feel invisible. Yeah. All right, so now we're going to be moving into the second facet, which is questions. And let me just check to see if you actually need this one. And questions are needed, yes. And there are 7 possibilities here on the list. And you need number 1 through 4, no, 5, 6. Okay. General muscle check, and you can just repeat this sentence after me. Say, the similarities we discover as a result of my questions,
as a result of my questions,
creates an attraction between us and a sense of harmony. And you are off for that right now. So again, it's also the tremendous power when you're applying for jobs that you ask questions. That it's like, wow, that's a good question, and open questions. And again, this download could be helpful for you because I go into the 5 methods of asking questions where you open up your employer to answer you, which then takes the conversation to a whole different level and lets the employer know that you're competent and capable and you're coming from your heart and you're a team player, that it's really finding those similarities that attract you to each other. All right, but right now, you're off for that one, but we're going to change that very soon. And non-coherent questions are involved. No, we don't need to go there. Just you need to start using questions in a positive way. So the third facet is listening with empathy and reflection. And this is where you can listen to the employer, potential employer, with depth and repeat back some of the things you've heard, and then again take the conversation deeper if it needs to go there. So listening with empathy is needed, yes, and you need number one, number two, number three, number four. This is interesting in terms of being interviewed, and you can repeat this after me. Say, I am mostly silent.
I am mostly silent.
But when needed.
But when needed.
I easily reflect back.
But when needed, I easily reflect back.
Major thoughts and feelings.
Major thoughts and feelings.
To encourage my potential employer.
To encourage my potential employer.
To talk out what's on his mind, his or her mind.
Talk out what is on their mind.
And you're off for that. So it's interesting because you usually think of interviews as where you're doing all the talking. But in sometimes, it with listening with empathy, you're listening to them talk about the job and talk about the goals and talk about what kind of skills they're looking for and reflecting back some of what they're saying. So you're really looking for such and such, or you ask an open-ended question. What kind of person are you looking for that would really excite you and inspire you? And again, just asking that kind of question and listening to their answer and reflecting back, so you're looking for such and such, and you know that's exactly where I fit in. So you can see how you're generating excitement by listening and asking questions?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a whole, again, you're seeing that everything you're doing, even in a letter or in a job interview, it's still about communicating for connection to the heart. Without even knowing it, this is what we're doing. All right, so now non-coherent listening with a lack of empathy is involved. Yes, it is. And you need number one, number two, number three, number four. Okay, and general muscle check, this one may sound strange to you. Say, I interrupt my potential employer's train of thought.
I interrupt my potential employer's train of thought.
And you're off for that, so it looks like you do not resonate with that, so I'm going to check it on a deeper level, on the what we call the umbilical level, and on that level you are actually umbilically on and resonating with interrupting a train of thought. Okay, I don't know how that would come out, but it could, when it's umbilical, it may even be unconscious. All right, when we come back, we're going to go to the fourth facet, which is about adding meaning, and we'll be back very soon.
Then why do you think that it's so hard?
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her. Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Learn to fly, you are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to resonancerepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to resonancerepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
Do you ever feel that you would love to have your very own all-knowing guide on tap 24/7? Well, you can. It's called your intuition. Learn how to trust your inner voice. Come and explore with Natasha Rosewood the power of your intuition and how you can use it now to bring more success and joy to your world. Join Natasha on her radio show, Ah, I Think I'm Psychic. And you can be too. Every Tuesday live at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the 7th Wave Network. Anything is possible.
Be extraordinary. 7th Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Hello, and here we are again, giving Sally a resonance repatterning session for communicating, for connection, and in relation to being employed, which is an important one, isn't it? And Sally, are you there?
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay, I'm going to just muscle check if you need the fourth facet of communicating for connection, which is adding meaning, and you actually don't need that one in terms of an employer. That's more comes up with intimate relationships. And you need the fifth facet, advice or feedback, and you don't need that one. That one also doesn't really fit with an employer, although it would be nice to get advice and feedback from them. And the sixth feedback is reciprocal sharing, and you need that one. You do. All right, and we've got lots, 20 possibilities here, and you need 1 through 10, 1 through 5, yes, number 1. Number 2, all right, general muscle check.
I listen when my potential employer
shares what is important to him or her.
Shares what is important to him or her.
There's some place where you're not resonating with listening. Okay, and again, that's going to change very soon once we do the modality in a little while. And we need to go, I think that was the sixth one, we need to go to the seventh facet of silence. We do. Coherent silence, no non-coherent silence, and you need to have 1 through 5 for this, yes, number 1. Number 2, general muscle check, say when there's a silence.
When there's silence.
I tense up.
I
feel embarrassed.
Feel embarrassed.
Turn my eyes away.
Turn my eyes away.
And the conversation comes to a halt.
Conversation comes to a halt.
And you're resonating with that. Does that make sense to you? You're not aware of that one so much. It may not make any sense, okay? So you're not aware of having an issue with silence.
No.
No. Okay. But you're resonating with it. So, you know, there's some issues coming up around silence here. Yeah. And making amends, the eighth facet is needed? No. Okay. So, for those who download, there is more to this repatterning in terms of things we've covered before, the life needs and the sympathetic nervous system stress response, and also the five elements and how they relate. But the main thing with this repatterning is these eight facets of communication. So now, Sally, we're going to check on the modality you need to move through these things that you're resonating with or not resonating with. And in terms of the modalities we have here, you need number 1 through 5, 1, 2. Number 3, you need calming crossovers. All right, so I don't know if you may have to put your phone down once you hear about this, so we'll just check what you can do. But cross one ankle over the other, and you are going to need both your hands. So do you have earphones on or anything like that?
Yeah, I can do that.
Oh, wonderful. That's terrific. Okay. Have you got the phones on right now?
Yes.
Good. So put your hands, your arms, in front of you at shoulder height with the backs of your hands together. Now put your left hand, your left wrist on top of your right wrist so your palms are facing each other. And all our listeners, if you've got earphones on, you can actually do this. It's a wonderful modality. And clasp your fingers. Got that done?
Yes.
Good. Bring your hands down and in a half circle around and rest them on your chest. So your fingers are clasped and your hands are resting on your chest and your ribs are resting on your rib cage. Your arms are resting on your rib cage. And now breathe slowly and deeply and relax the layers of tension. Just keep letting go. Modality is needed in terms of your session. So it's about connecting to the heart, from your heart, through this very deep relaxation and connecting all your meridians. This repatterning is for balancing all 12 meridians. So you can come from the strength of all the meridian qualities in your interviews, when you write your letters, showing that you are a fascinating person who is very competent and capable and would be a wonderful asset to anybody's team. Keep breathing and let go of the next layer. Then uncross your fingers and uncross your ankles and bring your fingertips together and just allow your hands to move in any way they want to. They may move left and right, they may move up and down, they may move out and in, and this is just balancing out your brain hemispheres. The left-right brain hemispheres are integrating, coming together, the up and down hemispheres, the top and bottom areas of the brain, and the back and front brain areas. You need complete integration of all brain hemispheres, and you're just beginning to let this happen through your hands. Huge amount of the brain reflexes to the hands and the fingers. So whenever you move your hands, it's a very powerful healing modality. And we are complete with that. Yes. Good. All right. And just close your eyes and integrate what you've done. Breathe and relax. And we're going to check to see how you're doing with your resonance and what shifted on through. So repeat after me, Sally. I'm not communicating myself.
Not communicating myself.
In my cover letters and job interviews.
For letters and job interviews.
To a potential employer.
A potential employer.
And I'm checking that you no longer resonate with that. Good. So you're off. That means your frequencies have come into sync and you're now off resonating with that negative. Say, I feel frustrated, exasperated, and bad.
Feel exasperated, frustrated, and bad.
And I'm getting an off response of my muscles. They weaken on that, which tells me you don't resonate with that anymore. Now say, I am competent.
I am competent.
Capable.
Capable.
A team player.
Player.
I come from my heart.
My heart.
I am an asset to the goals of the company.
Asset to the goals of the company.
So an employer would be excited to have me on board.
Employer would be excited to have me on board.
And you're resonating with that. Good. Now, acknowledgement. Say, I make contact with an employer.
I make contact with an employer.
Smile. Smile. I'm not
making
a smile. And greet him or her.
And greet him or her.
And you're resonating with that first connection there. Good. Say, the inability to acknowledge. Say, I feel invisible and lonely.
Feel invisible and lonely.
Because my potential employer.
As my potential employer.
Doesn't acknowledge that I exist.
Acknowledge that I exist.
And you're off for that. I'm afraid we're losing some of you on the phone. I don't know why. It's just cutting out some of your words. But never mind. It's interesting. We're talking about communication. Your first words don't come through. All right. The second facet, which is question. Say, the similarities we discover.
The similarities we discover
as a result of my questions.
As a result of my questions.
Create an attraction between us.
Create an attraction between us.
And a sense of harmony.
a sense of harmony.
And you're on for that. Good. I am mostly silent.
I am mostly silent.
But when needed, I reflect back.
When needed, I reflect back.
Thoughts and feelings.
Thoughts and feelings.
To encourage my potential employer to talk.
To encourage my potential employer to talk.
And you're on for that. And the umbilical. I interrupt my potential employer's train of thought.
I interrupt my potential employer's train of thought.
And that one is cleared on through. And, Sally, I'm just going to have to collect the final one in a moment because I'm afraid we've come to an end. You've only got one more. So thank you so much for coming on board today. And I'll phone you back, Sally, in a moment. And just remember, you can download this complete transcript by going to resonancerepatterning.net. If you want to study, go to our resonancerepatterning.net website. And next week, I'm going to be talking about the crack in the vase, or in the vase, as you say in the USA, and the secret it holds. We're going to continue with the theme of communicating for connection, but from a different point of view. Discover why anger, fear, and jealousy in any amount interfere with thinking and communicating. And by request from one of our listeners, we'll look at jealousy and how that we can change this pattern. Also by request, how can we insulate ourselves from being affected by frequencies of hate, violence, and emotional abuse? What is the new possibility our negative feelings hold for us? Join us next week for the new repatterning, the clearing repatterning, Wednesday, September the 3rd at 8 a.m. Same time, same place. Thank you so much and have a wonderful week using these eight facets of connecting to the heart. Thank you and have a lovely week.
Thank you for listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy. Join your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth, next Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Today I saw the sun up in the sky. Tomorrow I'll touch a star. If you have never tried your best before.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.